Right, we've had some stories coming out this week from the world of the Cowboys. Those pictures, Jerry Jones with some women in a bathroom and a little groping going on and Jerry looking three sheets to the wind. Those surfaced on Tuesday. We had the video come out yesterday of Steven getting on the Cowboys bus on the Sunset Strip with a bunch of women in tow. So are the Cowboys worried about this negative PR? Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys, Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you haven't spoken about these pictures
this week,
but are you ready to say something?
Well, not exactly. I just wanted to come on here and remind everyone about the Josh Brent controversy. Let's get back to that.
Well, he does meet with the commissioner today, I guess.
He does, and I would be much happier if everyone would focus on that debacle rather than this one. and plus, I'm not trying to divert attention from me, you understand, but did y'all hear that Steven stole my party bus and went down to the Sunset Strip?
Yes.
Y'all talking about that?
Well, I think some people have been talking about that the last couple of days.
Well, I will say this about that bus. A lot of people complaining about that bus being down on Sunset Strip and Steven and his buddies out there partying and whatnot. And I know that Steven may have shown poor judgment. But from the tape I saw, he was putting together a pretty good little team there. Pretty good little team.
You like his eye for talent?
He's got an eye for talent. And I tell you what, that's what you want in a director of personnel. Especially when you're a player, you know, he's a player. He'd buy it on Sunset Strip. He was a player that time. No, but we're just having fun with it. It is a serious thing, and I'm not exactly sure that was me in those pictures.
Really?
Yeah, what about that?
There's a lot of guys that look just like that. Me, the Crypt Keeper. I think it was the Crypt Keeper that was in those photos.
I don't know. I guess they have Photoshop, so maybe they were Photoshopped, right?
Yeah, what's that? What's that? I think that's what happened. What is that? What is Photoshop?
No, that's where you take an image of someone and make it look
that's
like it's
happened.
Someone else.
That's
yeah.
right. Same people did Oswald in the backyard. That's it. You got it, Jody.
No, that's
George. And also, I've seen those photographs. It was on the front page of the New York Post this morning, and I think that people are misjudging the age of those two women in that, you know, with plastic surgery, people can look different than they would normally. And I think people are misjudging the age. Those girls are actually old high school friends of mine.
Oh, they went to high school together?
No, I forget which high school they go to, but it's one up or I can't remember.
You're digging a deeper hole for yourself.
They were high school friends. I got it.
Oh, come on, Jody. Look, just like every man, I want to see a girl go potty every once in a while.
What?
That's why you had that third one there with that girl sitting on that throne.
I don't think you should be saying that publicly.
Oh, really?
No.
And I have an explanation for that other one with the blonde in it. You can't hear it on the photograph, but she was complaining about a blocked milk duct. So I was trying to help her express her girl milk there. And I tried to do it by imitating the sound of a baby crying to try to make it let down, but that didn't work, so I had to reach around and honk it. That was a medical thing going on there.
Jeez. Not sexual in any way.
Not sexual in any way, no. This was all on the up and up medical stuff. That brunette, that one, there's no way I'd even mess around with her.
Why?
Because when we were in that bathroom, she peeled off them drawers and it smelled funky down there.
Okay, Jerry.
No, I'm joking about that. No, that never even happened. No, what you saw in that photograph of her, when she was kneeled down there and had her face pressed up against my pelvert. I had asked her and she had complied. I'd ask her to get down there and see if she could hear if my catheter was running.
I don't know. These sound like pretty shaky explanations.
I just had to find a urologist in the club, and No, this is actual. Who are you going to believe? You going to believe your own eyes? You going to believe me on the radio? Come on.
Well,
believe me.
Yeah, we'd like to believe you.
Hey, Cowboy fans, people say I can't evaluate talent. I think them two girls are draft quality, don't you think? Look at that. Look at them two little gals.
I don't think you're helping your cause today, Jerry.
Two words come to mind, first round and touchdown, when I see those photos. And I want to be very clear about this.
All right.
That I did not do any sex with those girls.
Okay.
None. It's against my morals. And more importantly, the Viagra didn't work. It just wouldn't kick in. And I had Roosevelt injected directly, too.
That's what he does.
Now, really and truly, I do have problems down there. And I haven't been able to get my little Jerry into assault position since that last kid was born.
Assault?
Oh,
by the way, that last kid is Jerry Jr. That's your
that's
son.
Right. When Jerry Jr. popped out and I saw what evil my stick could make, I want no part of this. No, but this is just I tell you what I told those girls. This is just the tip. Just the tip of the iceberg. Tip of the iceberg that we're seeing here. I'm afraid that more of these things are going to come out. And I tell you what, I've had more hush money flowing out of my account in the past month than I've paid for the Cowboys.
Well, that's concerning.
Hey, and I got good news for your listeners. Just a little FYI.
Uh-huh.
The Diamond Doctor is still running his Kobe special. I just took advantage of it. You ought to, too. Good morning.
All right, we'll see you. That's Jerry. It's 8:48.
Nobody has more I'm sorry jewelry in this town than Gene.